Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and this is our podcast, Table Manners. I'm here with my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
Mum, you're going to have to do something different
to that.
What
do you want me to say, darling?
Just, like, take over. It's, like, your time.
Hi, Jessie.
You could introduce it.
No, I don't want to. You
try,
do it.
Try,
no.
Just try it for shits
Hi.
And giggles.
Hi. I'm... No, it sounds so peculiar.
Just try.
No. Hi, this is Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware's mum, Lenny, and this is...
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware.
Hi.
Very good. This week's podcast is with a good, I guess we can call him a family friend, Benny Blanco, and we were very sad to miss you on this one, Mum.
Yeah, I was sad to miss it. I love Benny. He's so interested in food and he's got so much to say and he's very funny and he's very warm and lovely. I really enjoyed when he came here for
Talks
lunch.
About Willy's too much, though.
Yeah,
like
he does. Him. I'll never forget sitting doing a conference, a video conference call, and the backdrop behind me was a lot of Willy's.
That actually comes up in this podcast. So here it is, Table Manners with Benny Blanco. I am currently in a den in LA at my brilliant friend Benny Blanco's house. Benny Blanco, you may know of as a producer who's made songs for Kesha, Rihanna, Ed Sheeran, The Weeknd, me. But he's also a really wonderful friend of mine who always lets me stay here. We don't have Mama Ware. However, we do have my husband, Sam, and my little girl. Say hi, Sam.
Hi, guys.
He's ready. Are you ready, Beau?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Are you ready, baby?
I haven't listened to a show yet, so not quite sure what I'm doing, but...
Oh, she's giving me a cuddle. Okay. Are you going to say hello?
Da.
Da.
There you go.
Da.
Da.
It's a microphone.
She's hitting the microphone. It's not,
it's not a dog.
An animal. I have to do a salad tonight. Because right. Benny's pissed off that I haven't got anything. Because when we went to the supermarket, we got things for the baby and not for this evening. So I'm not really playing the game. It's supposed to be my podcast where I host the dinner.
Well, I think Benny's... your mum hosts the dinner. That's kind of what we're lacking right now, is the Jewish mum part.
Yeah. My mum's not here.
Okay.
So I've got Benny to do it instead.
He's the best cook here.
He's an incredible cook. He's also quite a controlling cook. We are quite competitive. I think we fell in love with each other through the love of food. It's a very big thing for me and Benny. When he came to London, when he worked on Ed Sheeran's record, I made sure I had this whole plan of restaurants that he needed to go to. I don't think I impressed him on all of them. Some I got right. However, Benny always has to have the final say, the last word on the best food. He has impeccable taste with food. He's a mean cook. And he likes to do it like that, doesn't he?
I think he'd probably rather you just cook something so he could say how crap it was.
Exactly. He's so competitive. You know what he said? So he was like, hey, Jesse, did you get anything? And I was like, shit, I've got one cucumber. I'll make some kind of spicy cucumber salad. And he went, better be good. I'm keeping my side of the street clean.
After the whole Otelenge comment, I think he's always the winner.
To be continued, we'll talk about the Otelenge comment coming up. Benny, we're in your kitchen. I'm sorry, you've been roped into
basically making the meal. And can you tell us what we're having for the Table Manners podcast dinner?
Hi, guys. I'm chopping shallots.
Shallots for us Brits.
Shallots and basil and,
basil
and oregano. no, just chopping stuff. I really wanted to use the... I have this grill that's called the Big Green Egg, and it's like this whole thing, and I really wanted to...
It's a barbecue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a smoker, a barbecue. You can grill, you can... You can do this, you can do that on it. You can, Jessie's motioning for Sam to come over slowly so she can take the baby. Oh, this is my favorite part.
Okay, oh, you're parking the car.
Guys, we got a live argument going on. Now we're gonna go to channel 2 right now.
You didn't.
And now you made the baby cry, Jessie. Look what you did. You're not cooking, you're making the baby cry.
Oh, man.
Now I can't even remember what I'm fucking making.
Oh, shit.
Good job, Jessie.
So Benny is, the noise is Benny frying off some...
We're making some chicken trimmings, and this is going to be a base sauce stock to go with these, they're called like tsukune. It's like a Japanese like meatball on a skewer. It's
the
like,
chicken
you
meatball.
Like, yeah, and you like form
so
it.
Good.
You form, it's like a kebab. So basically this is like...
It's like a kofta, like kind of...
That's exactly...
Okay, fine.
I'm not a fast cook, I'll tell you that.
But... You really enjoy cooking. It's like therapeutic for you.
Oh yeah, I mean, cooking. I try to cook a meal every day. I'm a neurotic, anxious Jew, so this is like my therapy. It's my therapy away from therapy.
This is Table Manners. I have Benny Blanco here on the couch. Finally, thank you for doing this. This feels like the most professional I've ever spoken to you, and this feels slightly awkward, but I do appreciate you doing this.
Yes, 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 yes.
Does this feel weird, Benny?
No, not at all to me. I usually talk with microphones on my couch and people standing all around me. This is normal. You know, I just want to take this moment to announce that Jessie just puffed jazz cabbage. It is not weed for... Wherever this is going, I don't even know where this is going. This is not weed. It's CBD. No. Hopefully, in a few minutes, Jessie will be less of a neurotic and more of a chill surfer girl from LA. That's what I'm hoping.
Let's see how it pans out, shall we?
The first thing she did was hit it and go, "Is this a blunt?" And then she complained about the Pinot Noir that came up. She's like, "Oh yeah, I love wine. I'll take any." That's Jessie. She's like, "Oh yeah, whatever you want, whatever's easiest. I'll sleep in this room." What's the thread count on these sheets?
Oh, such a prick. This is it, right? This is what it's basically going to be, a fucking roasting of me, right?
Hey
yeah.
Man, you shouldn't have had me on the show. I know too many of your secrets.
I know so many of yours. So I feel like I need to explain how Benny and I met. We met in New York through our really dear friend, 2-Inch Punch. And 2-Inch was like, "I'm making really good music with Benny, my friend. You should come over." I flew over basically to meet Benny. Didn't know whether we were going to get on. Basically kind of invited myself over and he kindly let me stay. And then the rest is history. And I've been staying in your house ever since, basically.
Not just Jessie. The whole family is staying in Jessie's house.
Including
the mom,
including her
the
mom.
Sister, the baby, the dog's not quite arrived yet, but yeah.
But the when my mum stayed, it was when our little girl was 3 months, and much like tonight, lots of people, it's a very relaxed environment, and it would be my mother coming in after looking after my daughter because I'd be in a session, and her handing the baby to Evie, Benny's sister-in-law, and demanding wine. So it's like, basically, I'm turned into my mother tonight,
no,
basically.
My favorite thing Jessie's mom did is she, I forget what she works for, but she has to talk to lawyers, or she might even be a lawyer. She has to talk to people all the time. And she said, "I have to do a very important Skype tomorrow and I need to find a place to do it. And I go, oh, we'll just do it here in the living room. And she goes, okay, cool. And she's looking to see like the Skype to check if it's working and like checking like, you know, how she's going to look in it. And she looks behind her and she's like, I can't do this. There's fucking cocks everywhere. Like there is a 6-foot painting of about 12 guys holding their dicks looking at a UFO while there's a pyramid in the background.
Yeah, there's lots of dicks in this place, Benny.
You know, we're very tame. This is a very tame household. Think of Stockholm, Sweden, very white, nothing going on, no color.
Benny, this podcast is about food and family, and I think a lot to do with our friendship in particular is I think we share a love of food, good food.
Can't complain there.
I think that's probably why we hang out, isn't it? It's not really the music, it's definitely because of the food.
I hang out with you for the laughs, for the talent, the chart-topping hits.
Big in Poland, mate. Can I ask you about growing up? I mean, I know your family and I remember you saying maybe Sandy didn't... Did she cook, your mum?
Both my parents didn't really cook. My dad pretends he cooked really well. He's like, oh, yeah, my dad... I thought all salmon tasted like it was left out for like 3 years and then burnt to a crisp on a grill. But apparently that's just how my dad cooks. But great people, not the greatest cooks.
So how did you become such a foodie?
Honestly, like, it's crazy. I didn't have sushi. I hated like seafood. I hated all that. I didn't have sushi till I was 18 years old. The first time I ever had sushi was at Sushi Park.
Explain what Sushi Park is.
Sushi Park is like you're walking into like a strip mall and you're like, this is the most disgusting strip mall, and you're walking around and then like you go upstairs next to like a yoga studio and there's like a really small, very understated restaurant, and you get in and it's incredibly amazing food and prepared and courses, and you're there for 2 hours and it's an incredible experience. So I go there for the first time I'd ever had sushi.
So some people say it's the best sushi in the world.
Some people say it's the best.
So you set the bar pretty high.
So I go there. I have no idea. I go there. I'm 18 years old. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it's amazing. Maybe I do like seafood. Maybe I do like sushi. Because I was always scared. I was like, no, I don't like fishy tastes. I don't like that. So
it's not cheap. It's like.
Yeah. So I sit in. I start eating. And then I go back to New York. And I go, oh man, I'm going to get some sushi. So I just go to the side street. There's just like a deli on the corner of the street and I get sushi. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take the salmon rolls and the lobster rolls. I eat it. I almost threw up. I spit it out. I was like, oh my God. I thought all sushi just tasted that good. So, I mean, I guess probably when I started coming to New York for the first time and LA for the first time, I got introduced to, you know, we didn't really have that type of food where we grew up. You know, we had like...
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Virginia. We had like P.F. Chang's and like chilies.
What's
and like
P.F. Chang's?
The like Pizza Express type stuff. Okay. And like TGIF Fridays and like chains. Like like Maggiano's was like
our
nice
restaurant. Did
you have
what's it? The Olive Garden?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All of that. And I don't know how I became a foodie. You know, just got in situations where people were feeding me delicious food. And I was like, oh... I guess I like this, and then...
But you, I think you have...
I always like to cook.
You love to share food.
Yeah, me and one of my really good friends, when I first started smoking weed when I was like 13 or 14, he would like, everyone get to his house, and we'd start smoking and eating, and then we'd be like, oh man, what's like the craziest creation we could make? We'd be like cutting baguettes open and putting like cheese on this one with like yuzu and rice vinegar and this, and making like disgusting things, but we're so high, we're like, yo, we're fucking emerald. Like, we were like all hyped, like just stoned, like, yo, taste this. Like, in the kitchen would be turned upside down. So I guess that's where I started cooking. And my mom always made a good breakfast. I will say.
What was the breakfast?
Eggs. That's it.
What kind of
eggs? That's just what I go, mom.
Were they good eggs? They must have been really good eggs.
I'm like, mom, what's for dinner? Oh, we have eggs. And I'm like, all right, mom. Hey, mom, what's for lunch? Oh, I have some eggs. It was just always eggs. Eggs or almonds. Like my friends. When it was time to bring, like, you know, when it was like... at soccer, like, or football, sorry, when you would, like, at halftime, when, like, the moms would bring, like, the orange slices, the gushers, all the sweets and candy. That's what they do in America. And my mom, no one wanted my mom to do it, because my mom would bring, like,
hard-boiled
organic
eggs.
Granola, like, hard-boiled eggs, like, like orange juice.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Guess what I'm making?
What are you making?
The chicken things from...
The Gnome?
Yeah, the Gnome.
Oh, boy.
He sent me the recipe.
He bought a grill just to make them for us last weekend.
Yeah, he bought it.
He bought the green...
The Danabin. No, he bought a Danabin. It's like this Japanese water grill.
So
hey, man, we're just into cooking.
You really are.
But you are really into cooking, but then there's the simple things that you don't have. Like, I was looking for a pot to do a little bit of porridge in. A little bit of porridge, bro.
Hey, we got a pot, man. No, you just gotta know where it's
fucking, you've got fucking Le Creuset, like...
Le Creuset!
Like, massive casserole dishes that you have to do your porridge in.
You grew up in Virginia, and you started in music quite early, so you moved to New York quite early. You were part of... Was Spank Rock?
Yeah.
And you were touring.
Yeah.
Is that kind of where you also got introduced to like lots of different kinds of food, or was all the touring food shite?
I honestly think like it was just being in New York. Like right when I got to New York, first of all I ate was like pizza and like the first, like I didn't eat anything fancy.
Cool,
and I remember like someone took me to like a fancy meal and I was like, this is pretty good.
Where was it?
But never thought, I can't even remember. I remember like I was like, whoa, like.
But you don't like fancy meals. You
yeah,
like,
I'm not. To, I mean, I will. If look, it, yeah, today we went.
Yeah, explain what we did today.
Today we went to a place that I really like to eat. It's literally in Compton in a guy's backyard. And you're like, you think you're at the wrong address and you like see people selling like Nikes outside and like hot sauces. And you walk through this little area and there's smoke and there's this gorgeous backyard that this guy created for the community. And it's just like an amazing thing, and you eat some of the best tacos, and it's people who really care, and the grandma's making the desserts, and the whole family's working there. Sometimes like the person bringing your food is like 7 years old. Aww. Like it's like it's amazing.
No,
it's,
it was great. Like my daughter was like eating a
off the floor.
Yeah,
it felt like a friend's barbecue. It was great. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the closest place to drive for a taco, but it's worth it.
But yeah. I think like that's the thing, which.
I'll go.
I know about you. Yeah, you'll go anywhere for food. Like, you know, we were stuck in traffic and Saturday afternoon going to Compton. We were like, for fuck's sake, we're going there for fucking tacos.
But then you sit down and you go, you know what? Drive didn't happen.
Yeah.
Drive didn't happen. We've got great tacos.
Hey, that's why they call you the co-host, right? Drive didn't happen.
Sam, everyone. I think I've had some of my best food experiences with you, like Sushi Park you took me to, and then I thought I was the biggest sushi snob after that, and I agree, like it's phenomenal. And places like this Compton place, but like, yeah, you don't love a fancy schmancy place.
You know, it's like this. If I gotta get dressed up or eat a certain way for food, it better be the best fucking meal of my life. Like, I don't like walking into restaurants when you go in and people start looking at you funny. And it's like, when you sit down, food's supposed to be, it's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be the best thing. It's supposed to bring people together. There's supposed to be no judgment at all. Like, you're supposed to be able to eat the food. If you can pay for the food, you eat it.
That's quite an American thing. That's LA life and probably New York life. I haven't really hung out in New York that much. But the vibe I'm getting from going out for dinners with you, it's not the same in London.
What, you think that London's more stuffy?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You don't rock up to Ledbury just in shorts and fucking flip-flops and go, you know
what? Yeah, but
I'm
not taking you to those places. They have those places here, but it's like, that's what I'm saying. I want to go to those.
Yeah.
I want to go to some...
Speaking about being like, you know, going, having to dress up for somewhere, can we talk about when you were on the QE was it the QE2?
Yeah.
Can you say this?
Yeah, I don't care.
Fine. So you were making...
Well, you just said it, Jess.
Okay, shit, well.
No, but don't get me wrong, though. I do dress up from... Like, if I'm eating at French Laundry or somewhere in, like...
French Laundry's in Napa.
French Laundry's in Napa. It's one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. It's like an 8-course meal. You sit there. They're bringing things over that are bajoo, and there's like, you know, and like, you know, and every once in a while I'll eat a little molecular gastronomy or whatever. But for me...
Oh, but remember when we went to that one, that bit wanky one down there?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes...
Everything was supposed to look like a piece of art. Yeah, it all just looked a bit like spotted brains.
Yeah, it was... Oh, yeah, like... Sometimes you gotta just give it a rest. Give me the simple, really good shit. You know, you don't have to disguise it. You know, like Alice Waters, she believes in the art of simple cooking. You know, like 5-6 ingredients, and supposed to be the best 5 or 6 ingredients you've ever had.
But you,
what did you do for Otolenghi? What did you cook?
Okay, we have to explain this story. Sorry, this is quite annoying for people, but there's two stories in this. Firstly, that the Ed Sheeran one when you were on the boat.
Yeah, okay, first we'll go Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, we'll do that because this is the reason you came to London, because you don't fly.
So, basically, I don't like to fly. Like, I do not love flying. I very, very rarely fly. I actually flew like 2 weeks ago, but that's like the first time in years. And basically, Ed Sheeran wanted to finish his album, and he lives in the countryside, and he was like, I really want to finish in the countryside. I haven't been back to my house in like 10 months. I'd love to finish it there. And I said, nah, I hate flying. I don't want to fly. You know, I'd been on tour with him for 2 years off and on, finishing the album, going everywhere. I said, yeah, if we take a boat, we can go. He said, all right, cool. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, cool. We'll go on the boat. And I was like, oh, what? So I was like, fuck. And I was like, so we went on a boat for 7 short days. And it was crazy. We were... Like, for 4 of the days, you're sitting, and everywhere you look, in every direction, is just water. You're Titanic. Literally, at one moment, me and Ed were lying in bed, cuddling, watching That's Titanic. on a boat. We're fucked in the head. So they gave us a studio. We made a studio. Food wasn't my favorite.
No.
Not gonna lie. But yeah, people are dressed in ball gowns and tuxedos every night. And everyone's looking at us like we're fucking made of dog shit. which we were. I mean, we pretty much wore the exact same outfit the entire time. So we did it. But we built a studio on it. We were making an album. It was incredible. We got to where he lives in the countryside. And it was some of the most beautiful times I've ever had. And it was amazing, you know. Being able to experience
chips,
that. Yeah, we had great fish and chips down in Suffolk. Yeah, I think we went to Albrecht.
Fish and chips there.
So we stay with Jessie, and Jessie brought us into her house. We had beautiful time. My favorite, you know, we got to have the best kebabs, the best Jamaican food. You know, we were Sam gave us the royal tour of all the best spots.
Sam knows about the kebab shops.
I know about the plantain and the kebab shops.
Hey.
Made Benny very happy.
I'll tell you what, it made me really happy. It didn't make my butt super happy, but it made me super duper happy.
But I'm very proud of Benny as a friend and as a foodie. And the whole premise of this podcast is that, you know, people eat my mum's food. Unfortunately, my mum's not here, so Benny can't, but he's already eaten my mum's food by coming over when he was in London. I did the whole thing. My mum made a big lunch and we invited people over, and I've stalked Otolenghi, basically, and kind of made him a friend. So I managed to miraculously set up this meal with Otolenghi and Benny. And Benny is a massive Otolenghi fan. Like, we've cooked loads of meals with Otolenghi's books. So we had this lunch at my mum's, and I offered him Otolenghi, and Benny had to cook for Otolenghi. We all were bringing a dish. And Benny, what did
Otolenghi say? No one had to cook, right?
No,
everyone
like,
just
well,
wanted to introduce
like,
a little
well, my mom,
something to the table. And Benny was like, hey, hang about, let me do my little crudité salad, and he started doing these little croutons all morning. And he was frying the croutons.
First of all, everyone decided to cook. And
because I'd invited Ottolenghi, my mum was really pissed off. She's like, I have to fucking cook for Ottolenghi.
And then she goes like this. She goes, we can't make anything because all we do is cook Ottolenghi. She's like, we can't make him his own recipe. So we're all scrambling. And I go, yeah, I'll put something together. I put a little.
And I'm there thinking, all right, I've got Alex's lemon.
We've been planning this shit for ages, Benny.
But what did I?
Oh, yeah, I'll rustle it up.
When did I decide mine?
In the morning.
You've been. You decided that long before. Don't lie to me.
I decided, and I made a nice little salad with some croutons in it, and I'm not gonna lie, Yotam liked one thing the most, and you know, my good old friend, and might have been the croutons in the salad. I'm not gonna lie. What do you think, Jess?
No, he did say, who did those croutons? Those croutons were amazing. And I think he shook Benny's hand, and Benny was so bloody pleased with himself, because I did Nigel Slater peaches, but actually that was very nice. But but yeah, he loved your croutons the best, I think.
No, it was.
He didn't try my spaghetti bolognese. I didn't bring that along, but I brought my bolognese.
You didn't offer that, but
I just didn't think it really worked. Yeah, he just didn't want to. I mean, I didn't want to embarrass anyone with a little Heinz ketchup in there, my little secret ingredient.
Oh yeah.
Oof. I don't want to ruin the show.
No, it was
little
great. You know,
shredded carrot. Anyway,
a little shredded.
Sam's behaving like he's on a pirate radio station. A little shredded carrot.
A little shredded carrot. Boom, boom, boom.
And I ain't even smoked.
Yeah. You know, in all honesty, Jesse's family, everyone's so good at cooking, coming together, putting a meal together, making you feel just at home, like, you know, like you've lived there for a million years, you know, and it was such a great, it was a beautiful experience.
It was nice. But there is this competition in the kitchen with you, Benny. And like this evening.
No, there's not.
Oh, you fucking, Ottolenghi love my croutons. What are you making tonight? I hope you don't let the side down for the side salad that you're making. Can you hear that music?
Oh, yeah, we got a studio upstairs too. Is that okay?
But this is the house quiet though, right, Benny? Don't worry, it's no one here at the moment. You guys come round, you got the place to yourselves. I love it. Come round, there's like 12 people here.
What do you mean?
Staying.
No, we're leaving.
Benny's
no,
going.
Mate, the house is great like this. This is quiet for you.
Benny, what is this leaf that you're chopping?
This is called shiso leaf.
What is, oh, okay.
It's like a Japanese.
And what does
leaf.
It taste like?
Heaven. It's like one of my favorite things.
Can I try a bit? Thanks.
I love it.
It's kind of minty, but like...
Yeah, it's like weird. Isn't it so yum?
You were saying about how you love simple cooking. There are not only 5 ingredients in this meal tonight. Can you go through the meal we're having tonight?
Jesse's just trying to put me on Front Street like usual. Like, it's all a competition to her. Basically, I mean, I don't even know. There's like some sort of like chicken tsuyunuki or whatever. It's like this like chicken meatball thing. And there's like shiso and scallion and breadcrumbs and all this stuff in the base of it. And it's like ground chicken thigh. And then you make like this sauce that's like that has like the chicken trimmings in it and stuff, and then you drain the sauce, and then you put like egg yolk in it, and you dip the chicken in after it's been grilled.
Yeah, I love it.
And then like the other thing we're making is like these like peanut chicken skewers, and you like
chicken satay.
Wow,
chicken satay, and you put like it's like you make like this peanut sauce with like really good like lemongrass and peanuts and shallots and jalapenos and fish sauce and all these different like super. It's really pungent and really tasty.
Where's the recipe from, bro? Last night, you went to an Asian-y type place.
One of them is from that guy. Yeah. This guy, he had this restaurant called Cassia. It's a really good restaurant.
Delicious.
He had like some place called like Spice Table before. I can't remember.
Saying that, I didn't sleep all night last night. My belly, I was so bloated, bro.
Really?
I don't know what it was that. I don't even know if it was that or the beer or what.
He was bloated. It was, Jessie we had a lot of Jessie food. Ate about two bites because she was sick
that was so
four
hungover.
Nights before. And then she decided to go out after a gig and try to think she was 15 again until 4 in the morning. Then she comes home. She's lying in bed with Sam. I never want to have it. The baby's sleeping.
The baby was wide awake when she got home. It was so depressing.
Fell over the bed, then turned the lights on and went spark out for 4 hours while I was reading stories to the baby.
But if you weren't a producer, would you be a chef?
Yes.
Really?
That's what I'd want to be.
Couldn't you do something as well as doing the music? Yeah. Would you open a restaurant?
I mean, I'd love to. Opening a restaurant's too stressful.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I want to open something like that backyard thing. Yeah.
Street food for
I want to
bro.
Talk about your friend who does the barbecue in LA. Because, okay. Look, I know you love food, but like you're almost creating like a food scene with this thing. So explain to everybody what it is.
Look, I got a few friends who really love to cook. One guy named Eddie Wong, and he's been a good friend of mine for a really long time. Just like an awesome New York dude, no frills, no bullshit, really is into just like eating and cooking great food, and he has a great show on Vice. And me and him just go to Arcadia, San Gabriel Valley. We're just going to eat everywhere. We're stuffing our faces.
Arcadia and San Gabriel Valley?
San Gabriel Valley is like an hour away from here, and Arcadia is 45 minutes away from here. And it's just like, there's like great Asian food around there, all different types, you know, Szechuan, yakitori, and hot pot and all that. And me and him just go bullshit and play basketball together. And he's an awesome dude. And then there's another guy that I became friends with, this guy named Bert, and he started this thing called Trudy's. And basically, he went to Austin. He's like this Israeli dude. He's like a real estate agent or something. He went to Austin like 10 years ago. And he was like, I'm going to make barbecue. Like he got back. He was like, oh my God, it's so good. So he starts practicing it more and more into it. Starts getting like a smoker and getting this and that. And then he's like, I'm going to start making more. And he starts just giving it to his friends. He starts making these little sandwiches for his friends. And then his friends are like, oh, can I have another one? Oh, hey, I let my friend taste it. They want another one. And just started growing organically. He put up like an Instagram. He started doing it. And now it's like a 6-month wait to get this guy's brisket. And he serves it from his backyard.
So it's similar to what we went to today.
Very similar. And those are my favorite. There's a bunch of them. There's Burgers Never Die. There's this thing called McFly that's a fried chicken place. There's the place we went to today. You know, there's a million really, really good underground
spots. And that fried
spots.
Chicken place you went to last time, is that McFly?
That was great.
Yeah. What was that?
Similar. Remember when we went to the... were you there? You didn't come.
Oh, the chicken,
went to
the fried
in
chicken
like
place.
A shopping mall. It was rammed. The queue was huge. Yeah. And the fried chicken was all right. It was good. It wasn't amazing, but I mean, there's buzz around food like that.
But you're always in search of the best, like the best taco.
Yeah, I don't want to eat anything unless it's the best. Like I want to strive for it, just like everything in my life. It's like when I wake up, it's like, man, I want to do the best I possibly can today. I want to have I wake up every day and I'm like, A, how can I work harder? And B, how can I have the most fun today? Because sometimes it's not easy to have fun. Sometimes you really got to fucking go for it. Sometimes you're just sitting in your house and you could easily just sit there and take a nap or close your shades and just do whatever you want. But if you really want to, you know, make the best of your life, you got to seek out the fun. Sometimes you got to go on hikes. You got to get your friends around. You got to call everyone over for a dinner.
Fun, is it?
Yeah,
I'm looking at Sam. I wanted to do something to make him feel good.
You work hard. You got to make sure you enjoy the time you have off.
You got to work hard and fill those hours with fun stuff. I feel like I'm back in school right now doing this interview. Jesse goes, oh yeah, it's real quick. We're just going to do this little podcast.
I'll just ask a few. Okay. LA or New York, which one's the better place for eating out?
I mean, look, they're the best for different reasons. Sushi might be better in LA, even though I got my man Masa at Sushi Zoe in New York. Shouts to him. Italian food is way better in New York. Just getting a sandwich, just like being like, yo, I just want a sandwich. You go outside anywhere in New York, it doesn't matter. You close your eyes and put me on any corner. Within one block, there's going to be the best sandwich and the best. Oh, no fucking bagels here. Like, it's like, there's one place that's like, okay, but man, I need my Russian daughter's fix. I literally get it delivered from New York to LA. That's how fucking psycho I am.
Or rich. I don't know.
It's not, it, no, no, it's actually really reasonable.
Oh, really?
It is. Serious. It is. Yeah, so unbelievably fair reasonable. Enough. It's like $10 more than eating there.
Fuck off, I don't believe it.
Pull it up.
Well, I'm not.
You can feed eight people on it for like $105.
That's good.
Or six people. It comes with six.
We still got a babka in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some babka.
Benny keeps the Ross and Daughters babka in his freezer because he gets it like sent over.
No, I didn't even get it sent over.
Is that from last year?
Yeah, I still eat them.
Fuck off.
What do you mean? It's frozen. It's good. Don't ever waste food, people. What's better, LA or New York? I really like the Italian in New York. I really love, like, health food is just so much better here. Mm. It's just, like, insane. Like, I go to Erewhon and just get lost. It's, like, my happy place.
Erewhon's, like, a more expensive Whole Foods.
Erewhon's, like, the club, how the kids call it. Like, you walk into Erewhon and, like, it's you're better off than going on, like, fucking J-Date or a fucking One Oak. Like, you go to Erewhon, you just see, like, girls are in there, they're ready, they're talking, they're drinking their little juices, their little elixirs.
They just worked out.
Guys look like the Incredible Hulk. Sam should go there. I mean, Sam's
married. Sam, he's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm, like, three glasses in, so, babe, help me. Ask some questions.
All right, I got you, Jess. I got this. Yeah, Last Supper. What would it be, man?
All right, here's
what are you
going
to eat?
Do I get three meals or it's just one
meal? It's got to be three. Yeah. The whole start three course, man.
All right, definitely starting with Russ and Daughters. I'm going crazy. I got, like, I'm eating three or four big. I got an
breakfast.
Yeah, Russ breakfast. And Daughters. Oh, yeah. I'm getting a bagel with scallion cream cheese, pastrami lox on it, onions, capers, dill.
That's good. That's good.
Tomato on a sesame bagel toasted, maybe scooping out one of the sides. You always eat maybe
Why
both
do you
the sides.
Scoop out the sides?
Just so you can fit some more on. It's crunchier. And what you want to do is you never first of all, we can tell if you're a New Yorker or not how you eat your bagel. Like, you would never eat a bagel with both tops on top of it, unless you're eating an egg sandwich. You would eat it split, just like as if you were eating a pizza. You would never eat a pizza like eating a pizza. You'd fold it in half and eat it like this.
I'm a New Yorker. That's exactly how I eat my bagel and my pizza.
Hey, babe, come on over. So
you're not there anymore.
As we're in LA.
All right, so Russ and Doyle's
breakfast.
You know,
when I do that, I'd have the latkes. I'd have everything.
We're kind of keep it simple here, because then you're not going to have no lunch. You had that much for breakfast.
What do you mean? No, it's
it's fantasy.
This is my fantasy dream world.
I'm too literal. I'm talking breakfast, lunch, dinner, man. You don't want to. You want to keep it simple.
All right.
If you were going to out eat someone,
I'm actually not like the guy who can like eat a ton at a time. If I'm going to out eat someone, I think like maybe sushi. If I could just like. But then I always think I'm good, and then I look up eaters, like professional eaters, and some of the like I'll be like, oh, I could totally eat like two matzo ball sized or baseball sized matzo balls in 5 minutes, and then I look up and some guy had like 28, or like I looked up oysters, like. How many dozen oysters do you think you could eat in 9 minutes?
How many do you think you could do?
Two oysters, I'm vomiting after that, man. I'm not the guy for this question.
So let's just say you could eat like five dozen. This guy had 78 dozen oysters. He had like 190, however many he had.
Wow.
Like, it was insane.
All right, so you only choose one food you can only eat for the whole rest of your life.
Like one ingredient?
No, one dish, what would it be? Your favorite dish.
If I had to have
one, you can only eat that one thing over and over again.
I'm just taking bread.
Just bread.
Wow.
Like if you
not
like
even
you,
babka.
Oh, you're saying like a type of, I guess, like maybe like Persian food or something.
Oh, yeah.
If I had to have like some, or Middle Eastern, because you can have like fish, chicken. I don't know that. I don't get the question. Well.
You didn't finish your last meal either. We got Russ and Daughters, and then
we got Russ and then
right,
I'm gonna kill
next?
You and eat you. I couldn't decide. Like, honestly, I would probably be searching through the menus, and they're like, sir, it's 9:30 p.m. We have to go home. You have to die now, sir. Like, and I'm like, whoa, just one more second. Like, let me get a vote. Like, does everyone want sugarfish here? Like, does anyone want a little bit of Indian food? Honestly, Regency Club might be one of them.
Regency Club is a curry place you went in London.
You never been there?
No.
Crazy.
Is it amazing?
It's Indian in Edgware.
Yeah, I got fucking stumped because I told, like, basically, we live in East London. Everyone loves, what's it called? Tyabs. I saw a bloody cockroach in there.
Tyabs isn't even that good. Regency Clubs is shitting on it. Dishoom is good. Regency Clubs used to be a billiards, a snooker, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And it's like it's good when just like you go in there, everyone's Indian, it's all families, it's fucking.
Tyabs is like that, but then you do see cockroaches and the food.
Regency Club is amazing, and it's Northern Indian. Yeah.
So if there's one thing at a dinner table, you're sitting with all your say a Christmas meal or whatever, loads of families.
I'm Jewish, you fucking asshole.
I'm married to a Jew. We still have Christmas dinners.
Chrismukka.
All right. So what's your one thing that pisses you off at a dinner table? Doesn't have to be Christmas. Obviously, Chrismukka, whatever it is. Hanukkah.
Like when someone's being quiet. Like, I want my table is like the second people are sitting down, like you can't even get a word in. Like, if someone's being quiet, I'm like, hey, you're talking a little too fucking much, you know? Like, probably that. I don't care about fucking table manners. Like, oh, yeah, if people eat food before it's ready in the kitchen, that's the number one. Thanks, Seb. I don't know.
If people eat food, people are cooking something and someone dips in and goes, what's that taste? It's not finished yet.
Off with their head.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I get that.
Okay, right. Thank you. This was always going to be a fucking mess, but I'm glad that we talked about food and about how you're pretty great and I can't fucking speak.
You're honestly too high. I'm going to take it away. This is Jesse Ware. This has been a great night on tables, drive-ins, and dick cheese. I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's been incredible. This is Sam, my beautiful husband. I'm going to be so much better than him. I'm going to get him everything he wants. You want that Tesla outside? You're good, hon. It's great. We're going to eat food. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Make my album number one, please. Bye.
Benny Blanco, everyone. Thank you.
You've been listening to Table Manners, and the music that you've been enjoying is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners has been produced by the fabulous Cup and Nuzzle.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.